But did you see his defeat coming in 2016? Be candid.
Yes, because there were a lot of similarities to Jonathan in Nigeria. You see, the easiest way to get rid of a government is to accuse it of corruption, accuse him of corruption. And most people, that's what they want to hear. Whether it is true or not, people just want to hear. You know, so, and it is in the character of politics that you must damage your opponent and damage him beyond repairs. And I think by the time he started reacting, a lot of people, for example, one of the reasons people were attacking us was when Ovation did the project in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we took pictures, and even in Nigeria, people are asking, are you sure this is not Photoshop? Are you sure this is Ghana? But that is Ghana in reality.
And it came in too late for the campaign?
I think, not just about the campaign, I think a lot of people just didn't have the opportunity. I think he was too busy concentrating on his project. That was one problem. The second problem also was that, how will I put it? Mama could not really be bothered about what people said about him. That's why he used to say, I'm a dead goat. He couldn't be bothered. He was not afraid. Even our vice president in Nigeria the other day, we were discussing Ghana, and he was saying, you know, that everybody, even the leadership of Ghana says, hey, the man was bold.